Commenting on the front page piece in today's Ottawa Citizen, a picture of mouse on left, forced to run at a McMaster University treadmill, 45 minutes a day, three times a week. Mouse on right, not allowed to be a couch potato. Mouse on right, gray, balding, broken down. Mouse on left, lean, lively, dark-haired, and healthy. Is this a bogus study or is it for real?
No, this is for real. This is using what is known as the mitochondrial hypothesis. Now, just to give some background to that, mitochondria are the powerhouses of our cells. They supply the cells with the energy to function properly, to repair themselves, and maintain normal function in our organs and tissues. And so it's an hypothesis. They wanted to test this, and they took these mice that they genetically engineered to have those mitochondria run down twice as fast as a normal mouse. So inevitably, those mice that had that genetic change aged more quickly, suffered organ function damage, brain damage, the usual factors that we associate with aging. But then the twist to this, Steve, is that they took these mice that had this genetic damage and they put them through these paces of exercise. And they had them exercise an equivalent of exercising three times a week between the ages, in terms of human years, between 20 and 80 years of age. So they really put these mice through their paces. And what they found is that those mice that they expected to age because of that damage did not. They were the ones that you're seeing on that photo on the front page that look younger than the mice that were left to be normal and not exercise at all. So the idea is that somehow what exercise is doing is it is somehow improving the mitochondria, preventing these mitochondria from breaking down and therefore supplying the normal energy and capacity of these cells to repair themselves. In fact, they found that these mice themselves ended up having better functioning hearts, kidneys, livers, not just the heart itself, but also brain function. The mice that sort of became couch potatoes were affected. Their gonads or ovaries and testicles were smaller. Their brains were atrophied. They were just, in a sense, their whole bodies were breaking down. So very interesting study. They're planning to do more because it's a mouse model, but they're planning to expand this to examine this more because it's still a hypothesis, but nevertheless, the data from this, and just anecdotally, Steve, when we look at people who are exercising throughout their lives, they do appear younger than their stated age. And so this goes a long way in terms of trying to at least explain that. I find this really cool.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.